This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. We got a new report this week from the Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation about the status of banks in this economy. Generally speaking, they're doing all right. Smaller community banks being the direct object of our attention today. Income up 21% last quarter over a year ago. So Marketplace's Justin Ho made some community banking calls to see what's going on.
The way Chris Duncan at the Illinois-based LaSalle State Bank sees it, the economy this year will be shaped by competing forces. For one,
we'll have more and more folks vaccinated, so hopefully they're out giving the economy a bit of a boost.
But Duncan says an improving economy will likely mean that government relief programs will start winding down.
Once that grant money is gone and those programs have ended and it's time to get back to work and make the money that you need to survive, will the businesses be able to do that?
Duncan isn't so sure, so LaSalle State Bank is setting aside some of the revenue it made last year to cover any defaults that might happen this year. Last quarter, the FDIC says the country's 4,500 community banks hiked their loan loss reserves by nearly 40%.
In my over 40 years in banking, this is the hardest year to budget for with all the moving parts.
Peter Alden is CEO of Bay State Savings Bank in Massachusetts. He says the bank's keeping an eye on several types of loans that have the potential to go bad once government aid goes away.
Whether it's commercial real estate, whether it's, you know, residential lending, consumer lending, you know, if somebody's, you know, has an employment gap, they're going to have an issue paying their bills.
Alden says there's one bright spot in the economy that will continue to shine this year, the housing market. With interest rates near record lows, he says the bank's likely to keep issuing cheap mortgages. David Reiling is CEO of Sunrise Banks in St. Paul, Minnesota. He says lower interest rates will also mean smaller margins for community banks.
That compression of the margin is really going to push banks to look at expenses, find new areas of revenue.
Reiling says many banks may have to limit the number of people they hire, and some might need to close branches. I'm Justin Ho for Marketplace.